Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Pesachim. Mishnah Zayin discusses avoiding making chametz on Pesach. That would seem to be a good idea, since having chametz on Pesach is very, very bad. And so you want to avoid accidentally making chametz on Pesach. And therefore, the Mishnah says, "Ein shorin es hamursel l'tanegrolim." If you have bran, and you want to feed the bran to your chickens, but you don't want to feed them this dry bran, which they might choke on, so you want to kind of moisten it a little bit. So typically, you would go and soak the bran before you give it to the chickens. However, you can't do that, because if you did do that, it will become chametz, because bran, a bran from wheat or any of the other grains, is susceptible to becoming chametz when it mixes with water. Aval choltim, but you can scald it. If you scald it in boiling water, it will cook immediately, and therefore it won't become chametz, and it can never become chametz because it's now fully cooked. It's basically matzah. It's not really matzah, because matzah would be dough, but it is de-chametz, right? It is permanently cooked and scalded, and so it cannot become chametz. Similarly, bran was not only used to feed the chickens, but they also used bran as a body cleanser. They would rub it on their skin as kind of a little bit of abrasive. It would get off a bunch of the dirt. The Mishnah tells us, Ha'isha, the woman, now we're not necessarily talking specifically about women, but even in the time of the Mishnah, and to some degree even today, women were more particular about their appearance and their hygiene than men. Certainly today, everybody's more careful about their hygiene than they were many, many centuries ago. But in the time of the Mishnah, the women were far more concerned about it, and that's why the Mishnah gives the example of a woman. But certainly, the halacha would not be specifically for women, women or men, anybody. Lo tishra es hamur san shet. She cannot soak the bran so that she can take it with her to the bathhouse and use it as basically, I guess you'd call it almost a soap, to use it to clean her body. And of course, the reason for that is that it could become chametz. When you soak it in water, it's going to become chametz, and therefore, you're not allowed to do that. However, aval shafahi bibsara yavesh, she can rub it on her skin when it is dry. And that is true even if she's actually sweaty. Even if she has sweat on her body, she doesn't have to have a perfectly dry body in order to use this bran. Even if she's sweaty, that's okay. Because human sweat isn't mechametz. Human sweat does not make chametz. And so if you rub bran on your body when you're sweaty, and so the bran would get a little bit moist from the sweat, that would not make it chametz. However, if she is actually wet, like from the shower, from the bath, from the rain, then she can't rub the bran on her body until she wipes off the water. And finally, in the same category, having said that sweat is not mechametz, the Mishnah says, "Lo yilos adam chitin v'yaneach al makaso v'pesach." A person should not chew on wheat in order to then place it on a wound. The apparently chewed wheat would have saliva in it, and they would put that then on a wound, intending to help it heal. So you can't do that on Pesach. It's not about Yontif we're talking about here. There would probably be a problem with that on Yontif, because we learned it in Maseches Eruvin regarding Hilchos Shabbos. But even if it's Chol HaMoed, you can't do that because Neishein Machmitzos. Because while it is true that human sweat does not make chametz, human saliva does. And therefore, you cannot chew wheat and then place it on a wound, because it will become chametz.